of the 205 District Board of Water Commissioners for Tuesday, May 13th, 2014, come to order. We have minutes to review from the meeting of April 17th. I'll give you a minute to read them if you haven't already.
Are we going to sing the national anthem first?
I hadn't planned to do that.
Okay.
Ted, we could put it on the agenda for next month's meeting if you'd like to discuss opening our meeting with Pledge of Allegiance. Do you have a flag here?
That would be appropriate.
Okay. Then we'll put that on under new business for June meeting. Works for me.
Thank you very much, Sister Cates. Make a motion to accept the minutes.
I second the motion.
I second the motion.
Any discussion?
Negative.
No discussion. All in favor accepting the minutes of April 17th as written?
Aye.
Aye.
Votes unanimous. Let's find the original.
Just to make a statement about the sacrifice we all make to be here tonight. Tonight is Kathy's birthday.
We'll make it as prompt as possible.
Very good.
And I owe big time.
You want to sing happy birthday?
No. Let's do our best to move along.
Magnetic. Roderick got the bid over and could do it again.
I mean over in Senate of Austin will get great.
Chris, the Haley and Ward bill, 2827, that's ultimately reimbursed by either T-Mobile or Open Cape.
Two of them, one's Open Cape bill there, one is a T-Mobile bill, maybe two of them. I thought one of them had to do with
okay. So do we then in turn bill T-Mobile?
Yes.
We've already
billed Open Cape. We bill T-Mobile. We're currently waiting on a payment from T-Mobile. I told them they couldn't stop. They want to do it until they want to pay. That's not included in these here, though.
Okay.
But they've asked if they could stop with the agreement. And they said if I get an official agreement, they're upset.
Okay. And then R.A. Mitchell, is that maintenance on all the machines?
Yeah, that's the maintenance on all our generators.
So they come in, they do the filters, the oil changes,
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, they want to change the batteries. They want to change every 3 years and they're working fine. We've got generators on them. I said, you know, give me five on these stuff. Besides, I mean, I have a contract with the state, not a contract, but a direction.
Yeah.
Actually, an interstate. Instead of paying 130 for that charge, I think you probably get it for a little 170 or something. It's ridiculous how much you charge for one battery.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. They have the big the markup on the.
Yeah. That can be right.
Yeah, it's like a truck battery, basically.
Got it. Now we can hear you.
Are you having trouble hearing me?
I apologize.
Usually I get told to quiet down.
Okay. Warrants are done. And let's go on to water quality, please.
So far, so good. We got, as you can see, non-detect in MTBE. It's been quite a while.
Yep.
I don't know if we want to keep doing them like we're doing. Just keep it going. We're going on now almost 2 years without a, or 2 years exactly, even more, without a detection.
Well, here's what we could do. Why don't we back it down to quarterly analysis, which is full of sample quarterly. Right now we're doing 12 a year. We'll knock it down to four. And that will that'll save a little money in the lab bill, but it'll keep.
Yeah, they're not really. There's like I think they're like $12 a piece to do them. Maybe roundabouts a little bit more, but they're not really expensive. But yeah, it'd be nice. Okay.
We'll end up doing something else. We'll end up buying gasoline.
One of these days, yeah. All right.
That's great, though. Look at that. Beautiful. Nothing on MBTE says last.
2012.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 12.
Oh, yeah, we did have it there. I'm sorry.
But that's great. I mean, it seems like that stuff has finally flushed itself out after the
And that's done once a year, too. They do that on a normal VOC. First time when we do the VOCs on January of every year, so they'll be detected then anyways, and we can actually just go from there and actually do only three on our own besides the VOC that we normally do.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah, just integrate it however you think it makes the most sense. Perfect.
All right. Done well with our bacteria. No coliform hits or anything. I don't know if I think your wife has a super nose, and you sometimes have a super nose.
No, it's my wife.
Okay. We do have a little more being smelt right now because we're flushing.
Okay.
We didn't really increase it too much, but as you go through and you clean the mains, you're going to get a little more free chlorine, but we can't cut it down because we haven't cleaned everything. So to keep it like it is, people are going to have to smell a little more for the next month or so. If anybody asks you, it's because we're flushing the mains.
Yeah.
Other than that, we're doing all right.
Chris, how's flushing going? Anybody calling? Any issues with sediments?
We're not. Except it's pretty dirty out there. With the chlorine, it's going to show up a little more. So you're going to get a lot more brown water instead of the black like we've seen before and everything. It's going to come out a little more. You're going to see it because the chlorine brings it out, the iron out a little bit more. It is cleaning up. We had to take a couple days off here and there just because of manpower issues and stuff, and this month's going to be kind of tricky. We might go over with the expected end date. John, I think's wife, got induced today, so he's going to be out for a couple weeks.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and, I'm assuming. He said he was going to go with her to an appointment, and they were talking about inducing her, and I haven't heard from him all day, so I'm sure he's holding her hand and stuff's going on. Brian's taking off at the end of the month. For a trip that he put a while ago, and Sherry's taking some time. So we're going to be down to a bare minimum towards the end of the month here just for a little while. And might be able to keep going, but it might put it out a little bit. Ben's pretty good out there by himself. It's just when he gets to shutting down gates, to have someone run around with you, it gets to be a pain.
Okay. So now, what do you estimate?
It might go to the end of June. If so, we'll let everybody know. We'll put a notice out or something and go from there.
Okay. Well, I see all the notices on the Katuit website all the time.
Yeah, we try to keep it updated every day. Last Friday, I didn't put anything because we took the day off, but Sherry taught me how to do it.
Great.
When she was away one day, so. Superintendent's report now?
Yep, let's go right into it.
Umpages in April of 2013 was 10,676,000. 2014, 11,143,000.
Bush.
For an increase of 467,000 last year difference.
Again.
I attribute that to the flushing that's going on right now and everything being a little dirtier, letting them let go a little longer.
Okay.
We had one new service put in. One of the Lloyd houses down in Vineyard Road.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Put in one. They had well down there that they were finally doing some addition on, so they brought everything in, brought the water in at the same time. Lally, I don't know if you know Lally Lloyd at all.
No, I don't think so.
Excuse me. We had two replacement services. One over on Grove Street and one over on Shell Lane. As if you can recall, last month we increased our connection charge.
Yes.
I have been asked to bring a request to you guys from Mr. Dacey over there in Kituit Meadows. He said, geez, I wasn't expecting this. He says, your services have gone up quite a bit. He said, between everything else with his new 90 houses there or 60 houses, he doesn't understand how he's going to do it. So he asked if there was any way to give him some kind of a break on it. And I had told him at the time that I didn't think it would be appropriate to give him a break and anybody else. But I told him I would come to you guys and ask, so if you guys can discuss it at all.
Well, sure, we can discuss it. I believe the basis for raising the fee was because we felt that we were losing money.
Correct.
At the rate that we were at. Is that correct?
That's we made a change to no lead brass.
Correct.
There's a 15% increase in the price of the brass on three-quarter. It's a 20% increase on the one-inch, and there's a 34% increase on the inch-and-a-half and two-inch.
Sure. Okay.
The fact of the matter was just we were losing money on the parts that originally went in.
Right. Okay. So, Chris, I don't believe that the district's in a position to subsidize the developer in this case. I would suggest you go back to him and tell him, look at it this way. He's been getting it at below cost in all the other parts of the development. Take the two, average them together. It's probably going to come out.
Okay. He'll still come out.
Yeah, he's still ahead.
Yeah. Yeah.
But really, he's been getting a discount all along.
Right.
And we can't continue to discount.
Right. Okay. I told him I'd tell. I'd ask.
Sure.
The last thing on my report is Sprint has been calling quite a bit about their contract. It's up in August. You said August 4th or 14th? I did explain to him about the condition of the tank and that there was a possibility. He had put on first a relocation clause, but it was just a temporary relocation clause, which it didn't matter to me that he put that on there because it's on anyways in the regular contract. So he's given me another one. He took that out and he just basically put in a termination notice. He had told me 18, sometimes 12 months, but they wrote on here 24 months written notice to him if we're going to be taking it down. Mm-hmm. Other than that, it's the same price that they have been going at right now. They're just adding it, just extending it beyond. They're not changing the figures on money-wise at all. But I'll give that to someone. I don't know if you want someone to look at it.
Do you have that electronically?
Yes. Yes, I do. I have each one that he has sent me in the last 6 months. He's changed it a few times. This is the latest. I could show you. I could send you all of them, and you could see what he took off, what he didn't take off, and everything else.
No, that's all right. That's
okay.
His last offer.
Yeah.
Why don't you forward me that version of it?
Okay.
And I'll read it, and help. Send a copy of it to Attorney Mann, and we'll have him mark it up. I mean, we can extend, you know, as you said, we have an option to
the
provision in there to terminate if need be. But I think it would reflect a rent increase. So we'll go back to him and counter that.
Right. And he did say he'd FedEx something out to us to send it back to him, an envelope or whatever if we have to get it to him and stuff.
Okay. Well, we can do it electronically.
Yeah. Okay.
It shouldn't take too long to wrap it up. Apparently, they're focused on it, so we should be able to get it.
All right, I'll try to get that over to you in the morning at least.
Does that have 24 months of notice to relocate also, or is that just to cancel?
That's just to terminate,
terminate
from that tank.
Is there any time frame for relocation?
No. That's up to, at that point, it's up to them where they go, what they do. We'll see at that point what they want to do.
That concludes me.
Okay. Very good. Then let's move into our business in Section A, open cable. So I think you and Russell had a...
Yes, we had a meeting with Dan and with...
Question.
Gary.
Barenkoff?
Barenkoff, yes.
Yeah.
And Gary has taken... I have taken him down to each one of our sites. I have given Dan the marked up contract. He brought it with him when he left. He has informed me that the government dollars that they had are the funds are gone now. They don't have any funds left anymore from the government. They have all the equipment to put over there. They're just not sure how they're going to pay for it to put over there once everything's done. They still want to do it. They still want to put up the microwave.
Mm-hmm.
And he has that. And yeah, when we talked to him about doing this fiber optic, he says, boy, that'd be something I'd be interested in doing. He says, wait for a discounted rate. He says, I might have that stuff. I'd like to do it. I'd like to own it. Because he said, that would make my business look better on paper if I have that much more cable in the ground.
I see. Fiber. They would run the
right
fiber and maintain it.
Correct. Correct. Talking to him about it, it does not seem that there is a way to go through their fiber without being charged. I said, well, what about this going up to the tank? He said, that's a connection to you guys. He says, from here to there, that's a thing. Not using it beyond bringing it to a spot. So that would be something that Kate Nett would have to discuss with him. He says, I don't know. He says, you might not even like my price. He says, when I put out talking about installments, he's talking about installing it not in the ground, on the poles, on 28. He says, I already have permits on the poles. I can run down the road with them on there. He has a permit for the high tension lines coming in from Newtown Road to go down the high tension lines and disperse off to the other stations. He says he's already gone through and had all this stuff done before. This is what Gary's kind of designed out there, but he has not given me a price on doing it yet. So basically all I have is a bunch of information from them, but no hard prices at all, or no, not even any prices. They didn't even mention an estimate.
Okay, so just to back up.
Yep.
If the Pituit Fire District was to connect our office to the open tape fiber network, what we proposed in the licensing agreement is that we would have access to that network for no charge in exchange for them locating their microwave gear on the tank.
Correct.
Am I hearing differently now that
we have a different opinion of connected to his fiber? So what I got from him when we were sitting there talking was that we have a no charge hookup to the tank to our building. Other than that, we don't have a hookup for no charge. And that's what it seems to be. I said, well, that's not what I said everybody is under the impression of. And I don't see that happening if we're not in that very costly. If we got to pay a monthly charge, I said, is it a charge for each station that they go to? Is it, is this like a cable box?
Right.
You know, there's no way we can afford, I said, five stations or seven, or whatever, with tanks, and or eight stations, different points of this. Bill, even if it's $100, which I'm not going to have to pay $800 a month, or if it's $20, am I only going to have to pay $160?
Well, we'd have to wait to find out what the charge is going to be per month to figure out whether we can afford it or not.
And that has nothing
I think
to
do with that. Cape Net?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, are they, so he's, someone at Open Cape, either Dan or Gary, are they getting pricing from Cape Net for us to review?
No.
They
are not. All they're doing right now is talking about the finding out the hookup and giving the price to hook up to the fiber from each one of these stations. And to get everything back to the office.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the
the pricing to for having them hook it up could be better than the pricing to have somebody privately dig it and install it substantially.
Right. But
okay.
There won't be a closed system for us then, I don't believe. But what I'm saying, it will be a closed system for us because no one's going to be able to use that fiber. But it's going to be used like if you have Xfinity at home, it sounds like to me. This is what the impression I got from him
mm-hmm.
and everything. Yeah.
Well, that was always the
That doesn't scare me off at all.
No, that's
okay.
That was always the plan.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just data that's being sent to the system. It's the same as any other type of internet connection.
Right.
Nobody can go capture it.
Right.
Or if somebody really wants to look at chirps coming from the SCADA system, that's pretty far-fetched. I guess my question or my concern that goes way back to the basic premise from day one is that they want to locate their equipment there for no compensation to the district, and therefore we had proposed from day one that we exchange services for the
correct. This is what, and this when I handed him, it's been a while to get him that contract to look at it again.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said to him, I said, that's not what we, I don't think my guys are under the impression of that.
If the language that's in that licensing agreement, I don't have it with me, if it says that the Kootenai Fire District be connected to the system for no fee, and they're interpreting it to mean that they're plugging the wire in for no fee, and then after that it will be a pay setup.
Right.
Then
we have to get to
conceptually, we are not on the same page.
Correct. I think before anything's signed, we've got to get a much better interpretation of connecting to the service.
All right, or a much broader definition in that section. All right. Okay, so they're working on the physical fiber part of it as far as the feasibility.
Yes.
And they're going to propose either they own the fiber.
Correct.
And maintain it, which there may be some advantage to them maintaining it.
Yes, they would have their guys put it in more than likely,
mm-hmm.
Who've done it before, who did the whole cape here.
Yep.
And like you said, it makes me better on paper to have this much more as saying I have this many miles of fiber out there.
Okay.
And it can be done as an RFP within the guidelines of 30B anyways, Rick.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
I got you.
Okay. It's proprietary anyways, that in the state that we can get those services if that's the sole supplier of those services. And just like, when we go to an engineer, we can use whatever engineer we choose that is able to provide the services. Same thing as this Open Cape deal.
Okay.
The only ones that can do it.
Right.
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 Okay.
Well, then just keep us updated on that, Chris.
I should.
And that covers the Section B, the security system as well.
Okay.
So we'll go down to West Street Tank.
There's really not much more. We haven't, unless that you would like a harder figures, for not, I mean, an actual proposal. Let him know, and he will get one written up and brought right to us. He asked if he should be here tonight, and I said I don't think there was a need to be here tonight, especially not to, after we go to the meeting and get some money to figure out what's going on if we get the money.
Right. Did he provide you with notes from last month? I just wanted to see if he's provided us with a breakdown of the components of that estimated $120,000 for the design work for the proposed tank. Do we have anything, any type of...
I don't think we have anything in writing.
No scope of work? Scope of work on that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think... I don't know if you did. I don't remember seeing it.
Okay. Well, I believe that it would be important to have at least a general breakdown. Maybe, you know, categorizing whatever the major steps are. And then an estimate of what each step is. Because I think we need to explain that. People haven't seen that in writing, and it's been suggested, at least by one individual, maybe based on not a lot of good information, but it's been suggested that it could be done for less, and I think we need to justify what it is that we're trying to do. You know, clearly this is it's the drinking water supply, and there are established protocols for doing what needs to be done. So I think we need to explain that to people, just what it is that needs to be done.
Get him to write up something. At least we have it, and I'll send it around to everybody.
Yeah.
What I got. Have you been able to open anything? You can't get a PDF open? And also, if you don't get
a new computer, Kathy's still training
it. Okay. Well, if you can't get it, let me know. I'll copy it off and drop it in your door or something.
All right.
Okay. That sounds good. Then, next item E. Office manager position. I'm sorry.
Skip over the budget.
Oh, I skipped over the budget. Apologize. Let's go back to D. 2015 budget motions for the district meeting. You've got them typed up. Article 8. Total appropriation of $702,810. District meeting is the 28th. That's in 2 weeks from 15 days.
You are not going to be here, Ted?
I'm in Scotland.
Would you like to read one from Scotland?
I could. I would like to do that. Can I?
I don't think I have any capabilities unless I can
get in on my cell phone and
Skype you.
Read that.
No, it's okay.
Dawn and I can handle
it. Maybe we should tell Ken ahead of time that I'm going to be Skyping in from Scotland for that.
I don't think that's necessary. Dawn, you can pick first. What do you like?
Well,
Dawn, I'd take 9.
I was just looking at 9.
Yeah, I'd take 9 if I were you, Dawn. That's
all right.
How I started. They gave me 2 lines.
A, B, A.
All right, started.
I'll do 8 and 10.
Yeah. And I'll support you.
And you can have 9.
Yeah, and then I got George's stuff after that, and then he was always proud of me.
Okay, so let's see. Move the district vote to raise and appropriate the sum of $30,000 property placement well treatment program. All right, so that was the language that the
treasurer... I don't know if we got the official language yet. We didn't get the 9 and 10, I know that. I believe that's the official for Article 8.
Raise and appropriate.
Yeah, raise and appropriate. The other two are special, I think. So they will let us know. Let us know the night of the meeting if they raise and appropriate or borrow or appropriate for some vote.
Well, it can either be raise and appropriate, transfer and appropriate. There's a number of different ways to word it.
Usually they word it that night. They give you, I'll let you know which way to go.
Okay. This one goes here.
If you could, that'd be great. We could type them up just so that you can read them right there.
Raise inappropriate, transfer inappropriate, so on. So
we'll have Sherry pop up.
Yeah.
One page here. If that's okay, Sherry.
So, Ted, do you recall in Article 10, when you were at the Prudential Committee meeting last, was the actual language in Article 10 vetted by the Treasurer? Was he?
Yes.
He was okay with this? Okay.
He just missed on the number. When he read Article 8, he transposed the number of 20690 into 70280. Has let it go.
Okay.
When he was reading it.
Was that what you had asked at the end of the meeting?
No, I didn't think it mattered. I was just, he was just reading over what the articles were, that's all. He just had the wrong number in there when he read it.
Okay. Well, then these articles look good. And then we'll get the final... yeah, I mean, at some point in the next 2 weeks, we'll get the actual, whether it's transfer and appropriate or whatever, how it's going to come in. All right, great. Then next on, item E, office manager position.
Quick, we had closed applications. We got 40. we have...
4-0 on the money.
4-0 exactly. On the money, yep.
That's fantastic. Wow.
We have cut it down to 18, which
okay.
Still is a lot to interview and everything else. But
and that's through a process of analyzing qualifications.
Well, what they've done, yes.
Okay.
Basically, you know, if they've done this work before or... And, you know, any kind of, some people had more municipal work in the past. We did have our favorite candidate back out. Call us up so you can throw mine away. I'm going to withdraw my resume. So that was Monday morning. She called up, I believe. But we do, and we have already started scheduling interviews for this week and next week.
What is the middle thing? You've got 18 people that
correct.
Meet the qualifications to one degree or another.
Yep.
18 qualified applicants out of 40. That's pretty good. Yeah, that's a good number.
Do you have a ballpark on how many of the 18 applicants are live around here?
As in, when you say around here, do you mean...
How about within 50 miles?
Probably all of them.
Oh, good.
Yeah. We did have a couple people. We did have one person from Kentucky apply who's moving here. A couple people from Boston, Braintree area, that are have summer houses down here. I want to move down here. Most of those people that did it were highly overqualified. One person had a master's in accounting that applied from Kentucky. And I couldn't see him having him come from Kentucky and interviewing him and have her tell me that it just wasn't enough for her. Mm-hmm. Or leaving me because she got an accounting job, you know, and later on or anything like that. It didn't seem feasible. But everybody, because they are local, Falmouth, but if you run to it, basketball, I think it was. Lots of Falmouth area, a couple from Mashpee, some I think from Yarmouth, a couple from Yarmouth. So it's not too far away. But yeah.
All right. That's terrific. I'm encouraged. It's just great that there's that many applicants.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and then next on their old business is the Barnstable Land Trust and their proposed purchase of the land around the park, the ball field, and the subsequent or simultaneous, I guess, granting of a conservation restriction to Catoosa Fire District and the town of Barnstable. Of course, the Catoosa Fire District portion would be for a sum of money that they have put on put a citizen's petition on the warrant for the annual district meeting. So I really had anticipated that people from BLT would be here this evening to talk about this. However, there's some discussion about it without them. Did you guys have an opportunity to review the proposed easement?
I skimmed over. Yes, I got.
I read. I didn't read this one, Rick. I read the Dennis one that they sent out. It looks, as I scanned through this one, to be almost.
Yeah, I think they just deleted Dennis and added Catoosa Fire District.
Yeah, but I read that one when it came through on the email. That was about 3 weeks ago.
Okay. There were two big things that jumped out at me, and I mean neither of them particularly fatal. There's one in Section B. So it's B, and then go down to 14, where they talk about grantor and grantee acknowledge the existence of a large kettle hole depression in location generally shown and identified. And of course, they cite an exhibit, but it's blank. They don't, and they didn't supply the exhibit.
That's directly to the right of first base.
Okay, going off the back.
Yep.
So the depression is partially on the premises and partially on adjoining property to the west. So I'm assuming then that property to the west. Oh, I see. That's referring to the ball field parcel on the west. I get
right.
It. Okay.
It's directly beside first base.
Right. I'm sorry, I couldn't wrap my head around.
That's a few hundred thousand yards of filling.
Okay. So, I guess my question was, has someone proposed doing that, or is the town, you know, keeping that for a potential area to fill? I don't know. It's a
vertical.
Mm-hmm.
It's 10 feet to 20 feet outside the fence, running about 60 feet down the right field line, and it's like you can fall off the edge of that thing.
Okay.
Vertical.
Yeah, I was just curious as to why it was included, in the actual language, the potential of that. It calls it out. You mean that specific kettle hole could be filled. I don't know why. I guess we won't know. And then after that, the other one, again, that just needs some work is in the beginning of the same page, beginning of the next section in C, under notice and approval. So apparently the grantor will be obligated in certain situations to obtain approval from Catuit Fire District and from the town of Barnstable to conduct activities of unknown nature, but there are things that are spelled out in here that they have to get approval for. But what they say is that grantor will notify Catuit Fire District no less than 60 days prior to the date that they intend to take the activity in question. And then they're looking for Fire District to respond within 30 days of receipt of the request, which we can't do. That time frame doesn't work. Obviously, if they delivered it the day after our meeting and we met again, there's not enough time. It's got to be at least 90 days so that if there's some particular reason we need to consult with an engineer or, counsel or somebody, there's got to be a buffer. So I think that's certainly negotiable. I don't believe that they would, have objection to it. It's just the time frame was really condensed. So it would almost have to read like they'd have to give us notice 120 days in advance. We could respond in 90, and then the town of Barnstable part kicks in. Because what it goes back to at the second part of this whole section, if we don't respond within our time frame, then it becomes a presumptive approval. It says the request shall be deemed approved by the district and the town, and they shall proceed, to do whatever they want to do. So I don't want to be on a 10-second stopwatch if there's something that really requires some due diligence on our part. So that's maybe we jumped the gun. Hello.
Pizza? You're bringing the pizza? Oh. Okay.
I don't know if you'd be at the fire department still, but they would know where it is if you help you.
That's your number?
No, I saw a truck out there with the fire department.
Yeah, no, he's not here. That's my truck. That's the water department truck, so he's probably,
I can't be at the end because I'm also working at fucking woman's
car. Well, maybe that was him.
I'm sorry for that.
Okay, no problem.
Bring pizza next time.
Sorry.
Okay. So,
I'm hungry.
In any event, there are a few things in here that need negotiation, I would say, which does not have to be, we don't have to have the exact language finalized prior to the meeting. Clearly, with the last time we entered into a situation where we spent funds to get an easement, which is a little bit different than this, we certainly funded the purchase and then negotiated it for quite some time after. that was funded, and only when it was satisfactory we completed the transaction. So all in all, I mean, it seems fine. This seems to, you know, restrict everything that needs to be restricted. It seems to allow for use to a lot of degree by people to pass over it. I don't know that that's necessarily a positive thing, but in the big picture, it preserves quite a bit of acreage. Chris, did you have any
thoughts? Yeah, I just had a question. What you just said there kind of seems we're not presenting this, seems it is a citizen's action. If this goes over, does that automatically just give them the money? Or is there a stipulation there until something like this has been signed that the funds will be released? Because we're not, this is a citizen's petition.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know how that works. If they say yes, they get the funds until July 1.
Well, this is how I look at that.
Yeah.
Is because they need the whole amount of money to make the actual purchase. If they fall short, they're not going to get this money. They have to, I would assume that money would be made available at the purchase time when they have everything they need and all the ducks are in line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're looking for what,
well,
where's the 236 is not coming from the water department per se, correct?
No,
it's just general fund.
To the fire district. However, it does list the gratuit. Well, we've got to reword this as well. But gratuit fire district. Board of Water Commissioners are signatories on this document. So,
I don't think that's true.
No. Right. Well, that's true because the parcels that are held for purposes of the waterworks are under the control of the Board of Water Commissioners.
Correct.
However, this land, it's in the document, and as it was explained to us by Mr. Robinson, Mark Robinson, said that this land would not be held for purposes of the water works. In other words, we wouldn't be looking for a supply well or building structures there or anything else.
Because initially, we were led to believe water development from our first presenter.
Right.
Then when Mark Robinson came last time, he made it very clear that water development couldn't occur here, that it would just be water preservation.
Right. So that may be a valid point that it would not be held, or it wouldn't come under the jurisdiction of the water department or the. Yes, friend. Possibly, I think that what we'll do is we'll ask. Attorney Boudreau, his opinion as far as who is going to, who's got title to this purchase. And if it's the Kootenai Fire District in general, then I think it could fall into the same category as this building, Freedom Hall. It's just a
something that's held, you know, owned by the Kootuat Fire District. I think if we went back to look at the wording in the Kootuat Fire District bylaws, my recollection is that the land holdings that are cited in connection with the water department are listed as for use of the waterworks in a sort of a real definition of, you know, again, installing wells, installing structures, and using it for sort of the waterworks in general as opposed to just protected lands. From my perspective, I don't know that there's a different, I mean, I don't know that there's any specific reason to have it held by one or the other. It just may be a legal question as far as going back to the bylaws, who controls it. So I think we'll get, Chris, you made a note on that. We'll get an opinion on that. In the big picture, I believe that the citizens group that brought this article forward would be looking for the Board of Water Commissioners to have a recommendation as to how we think that this would benefit the district or not. And although no one's actually asked us for it, I'd be willing to engage some discussion as to whether we want to have a position as a board to say, yes, we support this citizen's position, petition, or citizen's article, or we don't support it for whatever reason. You have some thoughts on that? All right. Go ahead.
There's some mixed thoughts. There's obviously an emotional thing that you want to support this because you want to preserve it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a huge financial impact for the taxpayers.
I thought there was a pope coming through here for a second there.
That I became... I listened to the treasurer when we spoke at a meeting about a month or so ago about this, and it just made me think about what our responsibility here is in this particular article. And in looking for spending money and getting something back for it, he really didn't think we were getting anything back for it. It wasn't a...
You're right. It's not a purchase
for,
in other words, we're not giving consideration for something of value in return.
I think the simplest thing would be to let the voters decide on their own come this district meeting, and they're the ones that have the ultimate say anyways,
mm-hmm.
whether or not we support it or don't support it. I just want to maybe just stay neutral on it.
Okay. Ted, your thoughts?
There's no right or wrong for me on either side of it. I'm in favor of it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to either one. Just, I think it's a good piece to have. I think it's part of our community. I don't think it's. We've spent money a lot stupider than this.
Well, I agree. As a resident, as a taxpayer, I believe it's a positive thing, too. I don't see a downside to it for the community. I think what, just to boil it down, though, the discussion right now and the question is, as it affects just our small view of it as water commissioners, do we feel that as a board, do we have a position to say, yes, we think this is a positive thing, or we're not in favor of it? And that's where I
you know, and we can vote tonight just to have a position one way or the other. That's my only question. Again, as I said, as individuals and as taxpayers, we all have our own thoughts about it. There's no right or wrong. I just want to isolate it as far as what, you know, what our view of this is.
And for me, as far as the water department is concerned, I'm in favor of preserving any property around our wells.
Okay.
Are you willing to accept public comment?
I wanted to keep on talking just for a minute.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Of all the things that we're looking forward to projecting out in the next year or two about spending money, at some point in time, there comes a saturation point of how much money people can dish out. And I know that we're talking about a lot of work in our department. Fire department has a lot of money coming. They're going to want to spend it pretty soon. That's going to have a huge impact on the taxes. As much as I would like to say yes to everything, I don't know if that's always the prudent thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, we'll have a public comment on this. Do you want to use the mic to put it on record? Sure.
Amy Cates. I think that that Barnstable Land Trust is looking forward to a recommendation as a way to sway the voters. You know, that the water department is in favor of this. And of course, we're all in favor of it. You know, if money were no object. If you look at the map that Mark gave us, and I'd actually don't have a copy of the map, but I looked at it the night that Mark Robinson was here, and it's a small piece. In fact, it looked like it was like there was just like a thin line that was the zone two. So my thought was that this is great, but it's not critical, and I actually think it's better handled as private donations than municipal donations, because and I think they'll get the money. I mean, I don't know if they think they'll get the money, but I think they will. I think that people will dig into their pockets. You know, the people that have supported those things in the past. You know, the Mary Barton Land Trust people, and when we preserved cordwood, people really dug into their pockets deep. I think this Kootenai Fire District has a real strong conservationist kind of people among us, and I think that Don's point is excellent, is that we've got infrastructure things to do and things that really go on our balance sheet. And when the treasurer reports assets in an audit to our CPAs, then obviously all of your land is reported as assets, because they're developable, and that this is a whole different thing, and it is a great thing. We all love the Kettleers, and it really is an emotional issue. But I'd like us to separate the emotions from the business part of this, and I don't know that the Kootenai Fire District is in the business of making donations to private organizations. Do you know what I mean? Thanks.
Sure.
Anything?
Fran Parks, I'm speaking as a private citizen, not as a member of the Prudential Committee. I think that on balance, I'm going to vote yes to buy it. I don't know if any of you remember when the Bell Farm came up for purchase, and the town was asked to purchase that for considerably less money than it was eventually purchased for by a private group. And I think that's going to happen with this, and it's $1.8 million, it's not $1.3 million. And I think there may be a problem. I mean, times aren't as good now, and we're doing this prior the meeting prior to a lot of the summer folks being here, so there may be a lot of people who won't know about this. I also think that you need to look at it in the long term, in terms of future generations. I don't know how many houses can be built on that property, but I'm certainly somebody could get their hands on it and decide to do a 40B, and that certainly is going to affect our water and whatever is draining into the harbor and nutrification. So I think on balance it's a great deal of money, and we are asking people for a great deal of money. But I think on balance it's a good thing, and it will be an especially good thing for future generations.
Thank you. Thanks, Fran.
Do we know if they have until September? Do you know the dates that this group has? Is it September? It's December?
Yeah.
Oh, it's December. Okay.
I believe that was the, as far as to raise the funds and,
right,
and
some time.
Execute their purchase and sale.
Right.
I think December they had to show they had a significant amount of money. They could be granted more time after that, but they had to show they had
right.
a good chunk of it
yeah.
committed.
Okay. Then, all right. Well, I think I understand it. Then, could I have a motion to see if the Board of Water Commissioners will support or express their support for the citizens warrant article? Asking that Kituit Fire District contribute a sum of money to secure a conservation easement across the entire 19-acre acquisition with four of those or four and a half of those acres falling within the Zone 2 for the Kituit supply wells.
I make that motion.
I'll second that motion.
Second. Any further discussion? No. Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm going to say this before my vote. I believe when we make a vote, we bring something forward to the people from this board like this. I think it's important that it's made unanimous to themselves. Shows full support without any question, so I'll say yes.
Okay. Motion carries. I guess, just to further the discussion, I mean, the basis is that there is a portion of it that is the Zone 2, and we've had extensive problems in the past with things that lie within a Zone 2, and although I understand, you know, securing and protecting things within a Zone 1 or directly adjacent to the Zone 1, like we did with 671 Main Street, is critical. This may be slightly less critical. However, I just, you know, want to take the opportunity to bring everyone's attention back to what we went through 10 years ago with the contamination in the supply wells in station 2 and 4. And that contamination came from, again, the gas station on 28 that lies within the Zone 2 and traveled a considerable distance and impacted those wells directly. So I think as far as from the pure perspective of protection of the water resource, that's what I feel our vote is in favor of.
I think we're getting down to the nitty-gritty on protecting our property for our wells. And I think it just comes to that. It's like I said, Don, you know, what you were saying is correct. I understand. But for me, it's done. If it's zone two, zone one, it doesn't matter where it is at this stage of the game. We don't know anymore what's going on in the ground. I'm just done with it. You know, we're protected at all costs.
Okay.
Yeah. It's right next to oxygen.
Just a right.
Yeah.
Just say thank you. Because if something went in there, 40B went in there, and they would more than likely be out of the zone two if they put a treatment system in there, because they could. But those zones twos that you have there are a rough estimate. They're not completely scientific. This is the spot where it stops. That could be stretched out a lot more. It hasn't been looked at in, I think, 12 years, if not more. The more water you draw, the bigger them zones are going to get. You don't know what's going to happen in the future. So I understand what you're saying, Don, and believe me, if somebody doesn't like to spend money, you're looking at the right guy. But I am, as the guy that would have to deal with it later, I thank you very much. If I could go here, I would be able to support myself. Thank you.
Okay.
You know, Linda Catillon?
What's up with that?
My father was born here. My grandmother was born here.
Thank God you left. The
house next door is for sale. My father can't buy it.
Okay. That's it for the agenda. Six new business, so we'll set our date for the June meeting. And is there any other things you want to put on the agenda for the June meeting?
Just we'll have Russ in the June meeting.
If we get the funding and everything, I will ask Russ to show up. I'll get that beforehand.
Russ can help us with clearing up what the fee will be. Can help you with that.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
He can help you clear up the fee, and you know, he can also address them for.
Hopefully, I'll have a little more. Yeah.
Russ can address the layout for the $120,000.
Yeah.
If we're lucky enough to get it.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Schedule for the June meeting. So the third Thursday is the 19th, and currently that is the only evening in June that I am not in town. It's perfect. Any dates look good for anyone else? 18th?
18th is good.
Wednesday the 18th?
Wednesday the 18th. Ted?
I don't know. I got a possibility of something being on the 18th. Can we put it in there? And then if I have an issue, I'll get back in a couple days.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, we have to send out the email list. We have to put a date for the meeting down to have it. Whatever we say we're going to have it, put in there for official overkill, some of those stuff. They have to be up. So I have to know when it is, because you guys
tonight
have to vote on the lien list at that point. Yeah.
Can we do Tuesday the 17th?
Yes.
Okay.
Cool. And that would be here.
Here, yeah.
Here at 7:30, you know.
5 to 7. Well, I suppose we could wrap things up in two. That starts at 7, right?
And
wrap it up. Okay, let's go with Tuesday the 17th. Very good. Anything else?
No, I just have a personal note around something. You can take it out.
Okay.
Okay, Tuesday, June 17th. And motion to adjourn?
Second. I make the motion to adjourn. Second.
Favor, meeting adjourned. Thank you, gentlemen.